Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.
Well, what you need to know from the papers this morning, the trolley crisis, the deferral of the controversial RIC event and the death and funeral of Larry Gogan and Marion Finucane. That's what's dominating all of the papers here at home this Wednesday morning. We'll start with health and the trolley crisis first this morning. The Irish Examiner's headline today, third world conditions in hospitals as trolley crisis soars. Consultants are demanding the hospital overcrowding crisis is now declared a national emergency, and it's after the numbers of people on trolleys hit 760 during the worst day on record earlier this week. And this admission echoes a similar declaration from the then Health Minister Mary Harney back in 2006, who promised that every resource would be put in place to ensure that no one would have to wait more than 6 hours after assessment. And despite an annual budget of €16 billion, doctors are now comparing conditions in emergency departments yesterday, like those in third world, with the numbers waiting for beds breaking records for a second consecutive day. And the Vice President of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association also said it was now time that we just put up our hands and declare a national emergency. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, there's a really good graph illustration this morning in the front of the paper. And just by way of context, I mentioned Mary Harney back in the 28th of March 2006 declaring a national emergency. At that time, according to the Irish Examiner's front page this morning, there were 384 people. That was the number of patients on trolleys. By contrast, on the 7th of January 2020, that figure went to 760, and the graph reflects the various different numbers and the ranges and how they've jumped and decreased throughout the years. It's an interesting piece on the front of the paper this morning, and also just highlights the fact that the situation is getting worse and worse. Is declaring it a national emergency going to make a difference, though? I don't know. You tell me. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The Irish Times also goes with this story as well this morning, but the paper focuses, though, on the reliance on junior doctors, a risk to patients. That's the headline in the front of the Irish Times. This is according to a new report out this morning, which is warning that it says doctors of uncertain professional ability and limited experience are being recruited to work in Irish hospitals, while more experienced staff leave in massive numbers for jobs abroad. According to this major new report, it says that the turnover effect generated through an over-reliance on junior doctors who are not training to be consultants may compromise patient safety. And without these doctors, most of whom are from outside the EU, many hospitals could not continue to provide 24/7 cover and other essential services, to the report recently presented to the HSE board. And it also says, however, the ad hoc way doctors are currently employed is not sustainable, and patient care is likely to be compromised if current trends continue. It says that agency staff, or the spending on agency staff, is also likely to increase further, and smaller hospitals will struggle to maintain existing services. More on that story on the front of the Irish Times this morning. The other story, though, dominating across the papers too today, boycotts and blame. Black and Tan's event descends into farce. That's the Irish Independence lead story this morning. Right, so yesterday, basically what happened, the government cancelled plans to hold the RIC event in a fairly humiliating U-turn, despite denying it amounted to a celebration of the Black and Tans. The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, capitulated to calls for the commemoration to be called off, and his decision came within hours of the Taoiseach and other senior ministers defending the plans. Now, of course, the blame game has erupted within government even before the decision was taken to postpone the event. The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, taking the flak for pushing the plans to remember those who served with the RIC and the Dublin Metropolitan Police. And also the Fianna Fáil leader earlier, Micheál Martin, joined a boycott, claiming the commemoration had been, it's described in the front of the Irish Independent, an error in judgment. He accused the government of causing unnecessary controversy by abandoning an approach of public consultation. And his comments came as independent ministers and other Fine Gael TDs said they would also snub the event. Now, Charlie Flanagan said, though, he was determined that the commemoration will take place at a later date, insisting that it's the right thing to do. But he also said that given the disappointing response of some, he did not believe the event should go ahead next week, and promised further consultation on the issue. The Mirror also leads with this story this morning. morning, Block and Tan's commemoration cancelled. That's their headline today. We want to hear from you this morning. What's your view? Was cancelling the event the right thing to do? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, and indeed, look, lots of other papers too today, is a really large photograph of Larry Gogan. Farewell to a DJ who was the soundtrack to our lives. Tributes pouring in for the RTE 2FM DJ who passed away yesterday. Inside the Irish Independent this morning, Mark Cagney remembers Larry Gogan in the Independent. Larry's eternal youth and optimism means that his death is still impossible to believe. Lots of tributes to the former 2FM broadcaster. And the Star leading today, Ireland's number one, that's their headline. Goodbye to the golden voice, says the Sun this morning. And also a golden goodbye is the headline on the front of the Herald 2 today. Also on the front of the Irish Times this morning is the funeral of RTE broadcaster Marion Finucane, which took place yesterday. Marion is remembered as an icon of Irish broadcasting, while the Daily Mail leads as well. She made the colours brighter, and lots of tributes to Marion Finucane. Family members as well photographed leaving her funeral in Kill in County Kildare yesterday, along with many, many more mourners too. And lots of tributes to the radio greats remembered, as the Irish Times describes it, inside the paper as well this morning. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about as well today, inside the Irish Times, you may have heard of the news bulletin a few moments ago, but if you're just joining us, preschools and creches to shut for day of protest. Hundreds of childcare providers are planning to close their facilities for a day, and it's in protest over what they describe as a crisis facing the sector. Now, this is the Alliance of Childcare Workers and Providers. They're going to meet tomorrow to finalise these plans to close creches and preschools. It'll happen on a midweek day, likely to be late this month or perhaps early February. And we'll keep you posted as we hear more finalised details of that plan. But this planned action has it has the support of various different groups, including the Federation of Childcare Providers. And it says that it has 1,000 plus members and SIPTU, which represents 5,000 early year professionals. Now, other groups representing childcare providers and professionals are also due to attend. And quoted in the Irish Times this morning, Elaine Dunn of the Federation of Childhood Providers said that underfunding of the sector had now basically just reached crisis point and was resulting in poorly paid staff and unsustainable services. That's a story you'll be hearing much more about today. We want to hear from you. Would you support the move by creches, by creche providers to close, to hold a day of protest, to highlight their issues? You can let us know your view on that story this morning. Also, inside the Irish Independent, page 23 of the paper today, a story that caught my eye: YouTube to stop all comments on videos aimed at children. YouTube will today move to make its online video platform safer and less commercially exploitative of children by stopping all comments and personalised advertising on videos aimed at kids. And the move, which is the result of a fine on the company by US regulators for improperly collecting personal data on children, is an extension of YouTube's action last year to ban comments from videos featuring younger children. And the move, this was part of an effort to crack down on predatory behaviour from paedophiles targeting youngsters by leaving coded comments. And YouTube's move is likely to financially hit so-called influencers or creators who make videos aimed at kids, as they won't be as lucrative without personalised advertising and notifications. That's the story in the Irish Independent this morning, page 23 of the paper. Also, to some of the other stories as well that you'll be hearing about today, in the front of the Irish Examiner, Waterford is now the only city in the country that is affordable to live in. That's according to the interim chair of the Land Development Agency. John Moran said Ireland could face political instability from reactionary elements if all development is concentrated in Dublin, leaving other counties behind. There's more on that story in the business section, page 14 of the Irish Examiner today. Also, an interesting story across page 20 and 21 of the Irish Independent this morning, and it's to do with fee-paying day schools increasing their rates by up to €413 per pupil. Fee-paying schools have increased the rates basically on the back of growing demand now from parents for children to go to fee-paying day schools. Enrolments in 50 of the post-primary fee-paying schools continue to rise steadily over overall as private education becomes more affordable for families. And the boarding sector is also enjoying an ongoing bounce in enrolments with accompanying fee rises as well there. About two-thirds of fee-paying day schools hiked fees this year. There was an average increase of about €165, although there are fairly wide variations according to this comprehensive survey by the Irish Independent this morning. And there's more on that story, as I said, inside the Irish Independent today. All of a lot of the papers as well this morning leading with or running a story that emerged yesterday. Just to mention it, it's in the Irish Examiner, page 5, call to reject calorie data on menus. The restaurant owners are being urged to object to government plans to require calorie information to be displayed on menus in restaurants, and a public consultation has been opened on the potential introduction of this particular requirement. Members of the public have until the 14th of February to have their input, and it's the Restaurants Association of Ireland that has described itself as outraged at the proposed new legislation, which would see displaying calories on menus becoming mandatory for all restaurants, pubs, catering establishments and different eateries as well. And the requirements would extend to coffee shops and cafes and delis. More on that story inside the papers too this morning. Just finally, the Mirror, page 2 of the paper, the Irish can't put devices down. Irish people couldn't put their phones away, iPads, over the Christmas period this year. 11,700 terabytes of data passing through 3 mobile network over the festive period. It's the equivalent of either 36 million images uploaded to Instagram every hour or 270 million WhatsApp messages. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.